Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Wayne Elliott here from Long Beach, Waynefleet, Canada, sitting in for Pastor Butch tonight. It's my honor and great pleasure to be back with you again. It's been a while, and very happy to be with you in these tumultuous times and all the things going on, just hard to believe, on both sides of our shared border. I'm up here in Canada, and our leader has decided to have a snap election. 30 days notice, August 20th or 19th, he announced that September 20th there'll be a federal election. So, well, COVID's going on, and apparently in this country it costs $1 billion to have an election, but our leader and his party think that they have a good chance at a majority government now, so politics first, people second. God, there's lots of news today. I'll cover some of that. We'll talk about it, and then we'll get on to some business, a little bit of health talk. It's something, this business of Afghanistan in the news makes you wonder who's calling the shots or where the advisors were. I know America pulled out a lot of its armed forces, and I saw former President Trump on a Fox show the other night. I think it was Monday or Tuesday, and he was saying that, why did we leave before the American people got out? Why did we leave all those equipments and munitions and so forth behind? And why did we leave the bases set up? He thought that it would have been proper to work at getting the people out first, of course, getting the military equipment out. He said worth billions of dollars there. There's equipment. Get it back to America. America paid for it. Why leave it to the enemy? And then, as former President Trump said, he called them forts, but blow up the forts. Why give them those either? So I guess within about 24 or 36 hours, President Biden sent some more troops back to Afghanistan. And Trump was saying that, in his interview, that the leader of the Taliban, respected America and feared. Trump said the first thing that he said to him in the meeting was there'll be conditions. This will be a conditions-based agreement. And he then promised them that if the Taliban failed or reneged, breach the agreement, they would see a bombing campaign never seen in the world's history. President Trump said the Taliban leader respected that, believed him. Maybe a bit of fear put into him. Well, then President Biden was elected, and the Taliban is now threatening that if the American forces aren't pulled out by August 31st like they promised, there'd be trouble. And a gunfight today at the airport, the news says. One Afghan soldier killed. And apparently the Taliban's trying to block people from getting to the airport. The news said it's bad press for them that people want to leave. And promised a less harsh government as back in the 90s when they took over last. Many people don't believe that. Your beliefs are your beliefs, and these guys have had pretty strong beliefs contrary to our civilization for the past couple of hundred years. And so I don't think anybody believes them, but quite a scene at the airport there. And I wonder, when will how many people will want to get out? There's tens of thousands apparently there now. And how long will America and Canada, apparently Canada's removed 1,100 Afghans so far on jets. And I mean, just how many people, I wonder, will end up being evacuated out of Afghanistan? Might have been cheaper to do that in the first place. I don't know. All the you know, it seems a little backward, but to me, it many thoughts of Vietnam came back. I was a young man then going to school in the United States, and never forget that draft lottery day that I heard when I was 18. And of course, that long, drawn-out war where so many young men were killed and harmed, only to barely get away in the end. Apparently, the North Vietnamese at the gate of the U.S. Embassy by the time the last chopper left, and that's what I was thinking about. And it's hard to believe that it seems we're back there, only, of course, things cost a lot more money today. Thankfully, there weren't as many lives lost, but still thousands of lives lost in this fight in Afghanistan. So I guess President Biden's coming under a lot of questions and fire right now about these decisions and how things were carried out. It's taken some of the focus off the crisis at the southern border with Mexico. I take it that's still an awful mess. I don't know where Vice President Harris is in all of this. I had thought she'd been given responsibility to the southern border, and apparently hasn't spent much time there or anything like that. So this whole saga continues. I mean, like, there were a lot of people who didn't like President Trump's personality or perhaps his ego. The one thing I admired was the way he took things to task and tried to get things done. Meetings with foreign leaders, he didn't take a year to set it up and a year to plan security and all the rest of it. He just went and talked to them. I think it's a time for leaders in our countries, Canada and the U.S., and certainly some of the European leaders to toughen up on some of this stuff. Good Lord, in this country, in Canada, we've given so much of our economy to China. They manufacture everything. They own so much. They've held up the production of vehicles in the United States and Canada with some computer chips or some kind of high-tech devices that we have trusted them with, trusted them to provide us. I don't know what our grandfathers would think about that, the communist Chinese controlling the world's economy now and us trusting them for everything from medicines to vaccines and important equipment. There's tens of thousands of vehicles sitting waiting for parts, trucks, and many tens of thousands not being manufactured because apparently it's not practical without having all the parts. So, intentional, who knows? Who knows? They don't answer to anybody over there. So, things are in quite a mess. I had I hosted a radio show in Missouri a couple of weeks back and had a Mr. Joseph E. Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R. You might want to Google Mr. Meyer, see his newsletter. And boy, I thought the things that he said, he was so right on with facts and figures. He's a financial analyst for over 50 years, stock market analyst, newsletter and a show, and been on many panels and committees in the United States. And boy, he had some information that really hit home with me, and I know it did with a lot of the listeners. And you know, some of the things he said, you know, included of all the U.S. currency, paper money in circulation today, one quarter of it, 25%, was printed in the last 12 months. That's something. He said that the U.S. dollar had been devalued 15% in the last year, the currency itself, and made the point that there has never in history been more personal debt, more corporate debt, or more sovereign debt by countries. Never been anywhere near this high. We also talked about the markets, real estate market. He commented on Canada here, where it's a global anomaly. He's a one of, where our real estate market just, you know, it just went crazy, really, and tripled in less than 10 years, way less than 10 years. Very difficult for people to buy a home here in Canada now. And he said that many of these things that are, the values inflated these days, like real estate in many places, but probably the best or worst example here in Canada. He pointed out how interest rates are being held low at great cost to our governments. Money really isn't that cheap, I guess. So it's costing a lot of money, and that's to spur on and keep the economy going. Well, you know, when's D-Day? When's Face the Music Day? He said you take a 2.5% mortgage rate, and if that was to go to 5%, and that's not so shocking, folks. In most of my life, the interest rate was 10 to 11%. Mortgage rates included. Loan rates, 10 to 11%. But Mr. Meyer said if it went as high as 5%, mortgage premiums, monthly payments, would double. And how such a small percentage of the citizenry and market would be able to withstand their mortgage payment doubling. Another interesting comment Mr. Meyer made was that before the stock market crash in November 1929, the Dow Jones average was 800 points. By 1932, in the Great Depression, it had lost 90% of its value, or down to, I think he said, 90 points. This is the interesting part, folks. Between 1932 and 1954, it took those 22 years for the Dow Jones to raise back up to where it was in October of 1929, before it got back to 800 points, it was 22 years. Today, it's over 30,000 at Dow Jones. He said, Mr. Meyer said, people are no longer paying attention with the money they're putting into mutual funds and stocks and out of their weekly or monthly paychecks towards their investment, their future retirement savings, and so forth. He said they're not paying attention. If we were paying attention, he said we'd be converting a lot of stocks and bonds into cash today. And he claimed the wisest investments were gold, silver, and believe it or not, cryptocurrencies. That really surprised me because I don't have a full understanding of it. Mr. Meyer tried, but I still don't have a full understanding. But apparently, this is his opinion. So that part I really can't say anything about because I'm ignorant about these cryptocurrencies. But the gold and silver, you know, when we went off the gold standard in 1971, gold was $35 an ounce. And gold is what backed sovereign currencies, countries' currencies. It was all about that. You couldn't just print paper and say it's worth $10 or $5. It had to be backed by gold. Well, for 50 years now, it has not. Gold is, I'm not sure right today, but around $1,800 an ounce. Governments have never owed more money. And there's just no question that most, if any, countries in the world could not back the currency they have in circulation with gold. So really, what's the paper money worth? Who knows? I'm blown away by this cryptocurrency, to tell you the truth. Maybe one day I'll have a full understanding of it and get it. But as of now, I really don't. I was also surprised to learn there are many cryptocurrencies, not just Bitcoin or I can't even think of the names of any of the other ones, but I think he's closing on to 50 different ones. So how they all could succeed in that, well, it's a mystery to me. But he claimed that they too were a decent investment. One of the things back to this business of it took 22 years for the stock, the Dow Jones average, to get back to where it was in October of 29. Took till 1954, the year I was born. He said the same thing, similar, is going to happen again. He said as housing prices drop, there'll be people that think this is a good investment. Oh, the house was $700,000, now it's $600,000, $550,000. He said they'll be wrong because the house will take many years. Any of these assets will take many years until they're worth their previous highs, if that ever happens, he said. So what he's saying is don't be tricked that if the housing market adjusts down 10 or 20%, that it's a real bargain and a good investment. He said it's not going to come back quick, and he says, I mean, it's not going to come back in any 10 years. So I don't know what this means, that this debt has caught up to us. In Canada, our leader has been elected twice by promising to keep the losses going, keep the deficits rolling. And the opposition party here in Canada just recently, because we have an election in a few couple of weeks, his party promises to stop the deficits within 10 years. I don't know what kind of plan that is. Lose money for 10 more years, add that much to the debt. Ours has darn near doubled in the last few years, our debt in Canada. so we're going to add to it for many more years, then somehow balance it as it continues to grow, the deficit, and then one day face the debt, actually start repaying. That's what casinos were supposed to do in Canada when they legalized them. And, boy, has that ever not happened? Taking a lot of money from a lot of people, citizens especially, but no, hasn't paid down our debt here a penny. I know the U.S. debt in the United States is quite something. President Obama, I believe, doubled it just in his time alone in office. That's some accomplishment. And, of course, now with these, I can't even think in terms of these numbers, these trillion-dollar, multi-trillion-dollar budget spending promises. Boy, oh boy. One thing I was taught a long time ago as a young person, it doesn't matter the interest rate and so forth, so every dollar borrowed must be paid back. We're reaching a tipping point with so many problems, so many strings we seem to be hanging from. Student debt, there's another one for you in Canada and the United States. It's a very large amount of money. Cost kids a fortune to go to university today. And there just aren't the jobs in our country here in Canada. There aren't the jobs there used to be. Our manufacturing sector is a dwarf of what it used to be. So many of these kids with university degrees are working in fast food places and jobs that won't allow them to repay their student debt, student loans, much less make much of a life for themselves starting out. So they're just the environment, global warming. I watched a great documentary. If any of you folks get Netflix, check out Kiss the Ground. Woody Harrelson is the narrator, and it's, I think you'd be very interested. It's all about soil, if we managed it right, could save us here and reverse global warming. As an environmentalist and a natural health advocate, I found this very interesting and informative, very well done, easy to understand, and really quite something, quite something. Just for example, the effects of tilling the fields. It's amazing the amount of dust created. And as the documentary pointed out, that soil left, you know, as bare soil with erosion becomes dirt, not valuable anymore. It showed a very interesting project that was done in China in what was considered the world's most eroded area. And in the end, they did 14,000 square kilometers and turned it from barren dirt hills and mini mountains, desert, to very lush green space. I think it was over the course of about 15 years, but amazing, really. And amazing to see the difference in that our soil and growing things, and of course these forest fires today. My goodness, I tell you, it seems the west and the north of Canada is on fire. It's there's some 900 wildfires in Canada raging right now. In our most western province, British Columbia, there's over 300 of them, and some are many, many square kilometers. These are big fires. So, not helping the situation, that's for sure. And yet here in southern Ontario, where I live, it's most unusual this time of year, but the grass is as green as in the spring. We're still cutting it every 4 to 5 days. It's growing that fast. Had more rain than ever that I ever remember. In the summertime. And yet our parts of our country that are having these terrible forest fires raging on just can't seem to get any rain. And nature's fury is something else. We've got flooding on the east coast of the United States now, the Northeast, New Jersey, Rhode Island from the hurricane, Hurricane Henry. Scientists are right. There's more storms. There's more heavy weather events, more frequent, more intense. So we've really got to hope that that we get some of these answers and start to take the spin off this big ball that's happening and hopefully stop the spin and start reversing it the other way. So that's Kiss the Ground on Netflix. Woody Harrelson is the narrator. Very, very well done. So enough bad news, folks. Let's talk for a few minutes about our health and good things that we can do for ourselves. There's Pastor Butch, I know, makes available the very finest of products for his people. And I've known Pastor Butch and dealt with him for 2 or 3 years now. And he is diligent when it comes to this. And, of course, he carries the Strauss line now, having great success with it, and as Strauss always has had. I think it really says something, folks, that in 42 years of commercial business, commercially selling Strauss formulas to health stores and the public across Canada, to a lesser extent, till recently, the United States, but always customers in the United States. And in 42 years, there's not been a complaint of harm or serious side effect to the FDA in the United States, to Health Canada, or to the Strauss Company. Not ever a complaint of serious side effect or harm. I think that speaks for itself as far as your safety goes. And the Strauss family has always insisted that anyone that buys the Strauss formula or formulas is satisfied. So you don't need any fancy excuses. You don't need a doctor's note. You don't need a darn thing. If you are not satisfied, you get your money back wherever you bought the Strauss product. In this case, from Pastor Butcher. And you will never be refused a refund because the Strauss Company never refuses a refund. There aren't many. There sure aren't. Never have been. But if you are dissatisfied, they do not want you dissatisfied. You will get a full refund. So you really have nothing to lose, folks. Strauss Heart Drops saved me a long time ago, 25 years ago. As a younger man in my late 30s, I had angina. Irregular heartbeat. Didn't feel too good. We're going to talk about that more when we come back after these words, folks. Thank you for joining me. It's Wayne Elliott here. The North Shore of the Lake Erie coming to you, sitting in for Pastor Butch, and happy to be with you. Thank you.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Strobel Foods, the only strobel food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best strobel foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
This is war.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Welcome back, folks. Wayne Elliott, your honored guest here, talking to you from Ontario, Canada. Just on the other side of Lake Erie, the North Shore, if any of you are on the opposite side, over in Erie, Pennsylvania, or Cleveland, or Toledo. Anyway, we were starting to talk about health and how your satisfaction is guaranteed, how you're safe. And let me start, folks, with the most remarkable product I've ever had anything to do with. Saved me and changed my life 25 years ago, and I continue to take it every day now. That's the Strauss Heart Drops. What they did for me was dissolve that plaque from cholesterol and blocked arteries right to the tiny vessels to my ears and eyes. I mean, your blood flows everywhere. We have 50,000 kilometers of vessels and veins in us because every single cell, from our hair to our toenails, needs blood. It is our life, our energy. So blood flow is the most important body function. And so I'll say this. If you have cholesterol issues, if you have angina, pinches in the chest, night sweats, leg cramps, shortness of breath. If you have had open heart surgery, if you've had bypass or stents, unfortunately they can't just change all our arteries and veins. We're not tractors. They can't change the whole hoses. So they do what they can. And if you've had any of that, or of course if you're diabetic, I urge you to try Strauss Heart Drops. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. You're safe. You have nothing to lose. And trust me, just amazing what you can gain like I did. The energy, that's the single biggest side effect from taking Strauss Heart Drops, is that gradually increased energy as you get gradually increased blood flow. that can be so invigorating, as in my own case, it's quite hard to believe. By the time I'd taken Stroh's heart drops for 7 or 8 weeks, boy, the energy began to ramp up in me, and it was almost hard to describe. It was that invigorating. So diabetics, blood flow is your issue. Diabetics have a 4 to 5 times greater chance of heart disease, heart attack, and stroke than do non-diabetic, those of us who aren't diabetic. And I've just seen tremendous things over 25 years. I stake my name and reputation on it. I'm so grateful for my own health because of it. That's the Stroh's heart drops. If you have high blood pressure, I would recommend to you to take the Stroh's heart drops and the Stroh's kidney blood pressure formula. Those two formulas together, you see, our high blood pressure is caused by either our heart or our kidneys or both. Our doctors can't tell us which it is, but that's a fact. Only one or the other or both. And if you take these two formulas, once again, your satisfaction is guaranteed. That's the Stroh's heart drops and the Stroh's kidney blood pressure formula. If you had other kidney ailments, that kidney formula is a fantastic formula. You would likely notice your washroom habits change. You likely won't go as often. That's what I experienced, without the same urgency. A great combination, again, is the Stroh's kidney blood pressure formula and the Stroh's bladder formula. These two in concert together, first of all, they both contain natural antibiotic herbs, and they contain other herbal ingredients that are just very supportive for those parts of our body. We've had tremendous results and reports. For example, on urinary tract infections, that can be very stubborn, very stubborn, very difficult to get rid of. These parts of our body are not the fastest to accept help. Whether it's natural remedies, alternative therapies, or man-made pharmaceuticals, these parts of our bodies, as well as the man's prostate, are, for some reason, slowest to accept help. Well, that bladder formula and the kidney formula together, just a fabulous, fabulous cleanse. They both are shown to kill bacteria, a real culprit in high blood pressure, a real culprit in kidney problems, real culprit in bladder problems, urinary tract infections, bacteria. Once again, your satisfaction is guaranteed. You're safe and your satisfaction is guaranteed, so there's nothing to lose. If you have damage to your heart or you have an irregular heartbeat, the Stroh's CardioCalm, that's what worked for me with my irregular heartbeat 24 or 25 years ago. 3 months, and my heartbeat was normal. My buddy, who was in really quite terrible shape, terrible condition, when he moved into my house, he was 5 months on the CardioCalm to have his heart go into regular beat. And we had very different irregular heartbeats. Mine was a one-beat race. His, there was no consistency whatsoever to it. His went from 200 beats to stop and everything in between. I used to take his pulse, and it kind of freaked me out, really. Lucky for my friend Joe, he didn't feel the irregular beats. I did with my supraventricular tachycardia, it's called, one-beat race. And boy, was I grateful when that was finished, and that's been finished now for 25 years in me, because I felt it 24 hours a day. I went to sleep with it. I woke up with it. it's the heart condition that's the most difficult for Western medicine to treat is the arrhythmia, the various arrhythmias or irregular heartbeats. So that's Strauss CardioCalm. Taken with the Strauss heart drops, just a great combination to take for heart ailments, including arrhythmia, irregular heartbeat. Comes in the regular original flavor or the cinnamon flavor, the Strauss heart drops does. The other original formulas that I've mentioned are a spearmint flavor, very easy to take, all in liquid form. The prostate formula for men is just another great formula. Bacteria killer, has antibiotic herbs. My dad was on drugs many years ago, was on drugs. I didn't know this, and I guess they didn't. They weren't producing the results, so the Boston Medical Center made arrangements for him to have his prostate removed. Well, luckily, my dad had his open heart surgery canceled by the Boston Medical Center after he was to have had bypass surgery. They canceled the surgery after he'd taken Strauss heart drops for was 3 or 4 months when he went back to the Boston Center. His prostate, they were going to remove his prostate. Because the heart drops had worked so well for him, I convinced him to give it 3 months. He did. And his PSA count, the big blood test that's the cancer indicator, that PSA number dropped way down, like that of a much younger person. And instead of having my dad losing his prostate, he died about 15 years later with a healthy prostate. That was not his problem. So as I say, the things I've seen myself over 25 years and experienced myself have been truly wonderful, and that's why I stayed involved and talked to anybody who cares to talk about these products. Pastor Butch also carries two products that have shown remarkable results. One is REM Sleep, R-E-M Sleep. And the REM Sleep is, it's called our Rapid Eye Movement Sleep. That's the good deep sleep where our body really rests, really repairs. This is when we dream. If you dream, then you are apparently getting into that good REM sleep. Now, if you're getting up to the washroom half a dozen times a night or too many times a night, and you have difficulty getting back to sleep, well, and my mother had this issue for many years, very tough not being able to sleep properly, and can affect many things, but getting up to the bathroom too many times can certainly interrupt our sleep. But this REM sleep formula is remarkable. There's just enough melatonin in it to help us get to sleep. It doesn't knock us out because that isn't what we want. We want a natural sleep. There's many vitamins and minerals in the REM sleep. Dr. Matthew Pfeiffer of Portland, Oregon, took 5 years to create this REM sleep formula as well as the Tranquil formula. Pastor Butch has them both. I believe there's still a two-for-one sale on. You can get two of one or one of each for the price of one. And great formula. The Tranquil's for anxiety, and I don't think there's any shortage of that today. Every one of us, in one way or another, has been affected by this pandemic and our reaction, various governments' reactions to it, and people's reaction to it, together with politics. I don't think there's two things recently. I don't think there's two things that ever divided us more. But apart from that, the carnage from the isolation and the COVID, right to the harm and setback for our young children, domestic violence is up, overdoses up, suicides have increased, financial carnage just everywhere, small business people, all the folks that have lost their jobs. Very, very difficult times, lots of reason for people to be anxious. And this Tranquil formula just helps, folks. It just turns it down a couple of notches is what I say. helps us to stay a little calmer. Stress is no good for us. Stress is truly, it's a proven fact. This expression, stress kills, is absolutely true. What happens inside our bodies with our cells, including our immune cells, when we get stressed to a certain degree, our cells do either the fight or flight. And most often they'll kind of go into hiding, don't know how to handle things when we get stressed to a certain degree. So it's very, very detrimental to us. We have to do our best to to manage our stress, manage our difficulties. As they say, the sun will come up again tomorrow, and we're going to need all our wits about us and our common sense to keep our feet flat on the ground and move forward and work through and improve our situation. So stress is not what we need. Tranquil is a good product. The other things I take every day, folks, and this is just good support for your body. You must remember, soil is depleted today. Our soil does not have the humate acids and the minerals that it's supposed to have. We've depleted it. We've used all kinds of chemical fertilizers and insecticides, pesticides, fungicides, herbicides, preservatives. We get our vegetables sometimes from the southwest of the United States or from Florida. They've got to preserve it to travel all that distance in trucks and so forth, and get some foods from overseas and come in sea containers. So there's preservatives on so much of this. And so what I do, like religion every day, is I take vitamin D3. As we get older, I'm in my 68th year, but beyond the age of about 50, we don't take it in from the sun as efficiently as we did when we were younger. And many people are deficient in vitamin D3. So I take that daily. I take vitamin C. I take a vitamin B compound. I take a full spectrum minerals. They're wonderful. They're not in our foods. They're not in the soil, so they're not in our foods and veggies. If I don't take them, I get leg and foot cramps. So I take the full spectrum minerals every day. Your body knows what to do with natural substances. If you take too much vitamin C, your body just gets rid of it. You don't get sick. Your body knows what to do with natural substances. That's why the Strauss formulas are so successful. They're 100% natural. Can't harm ourselves. Can't overdose. Your body knows what to do with natural substances. So they're the basic things I take. I take a few other things as well. One of the things I might suggest to you, if you're struggling with sugar, my mother and I trialed this many years ago after some research and what I'd heard about green coffee bean extract. And I take that, especially if I've had my share of sweets, my share of breads, any of the refined carbohydrates, I'll take before the meal this green coffee bean extract, which apparently helps carry the refined sugars out of our blood. So my mom and I both had great luck with that formula. She was diabetic and tested her blood every day, and it worked well. We've got to help ourselves, folks. There's never a time we needed it more. There's never a time our soil was depleted any more than it is now. Never a time where we had more genetically modified foods or man-made foods. And, you know, you can't duplicate nature and you can't beat nature. So, you know, we can make it look like an orange and taste like an orange, but it isn't an orange. And anything seedless cannot reproduce itself. Anything that can't reproduce itself has a weak immune system. We eat something that has a weak immune system, it doesn't support our immune system. So this is a real challenge today, folks. Between the chemicals that we are surrounded with, they are in the air, they are in the water, including our city water that we bathe and drink and so forth, chlorine and other such chemicals. It's in the ground, all the fertilizers and chemicals used on our crops. I live here in the North Shore of Lake Erie, and after a big rainstorm, a big snow melt in the spring. Boy, oh boy, that water running into Lake Erie is the color of Guinness beer, and there is times where there is a foam head on it, and it kind of stresses me out, really, to see all the chemicals we're washing into the freshwater lakes. So we're surrounded by them. Chances are you've got lots of them in your home, under the kitchen sink, all those cleaning products for the windows and the floors, maybe even a lot of your personal hygiene products, your toothpaste, your aftershave, your deodorants, some of your soaps, creams, skin creams. Many of these things are not natural, so we are surrounded by chemicals, and unfortunately, the huge majority of foods in our grocery stores, and I believe the number is over 90%, 93% of all items, this includes the produce counters, are or contain genetically modified organisms. So once again, folks, we continue to believe, I guess, that we can beat or better nature. I don't believe that. That's not what Jim Strauss taught. Nature has everything perfect. Nothing in nature's proportion can harm us. Nature can be violent, there's no question. Hurricanes, earthquakes, forest fires, tsunamis caused by earthquakes. Nature can be cruel. If you look in the animal world, it's kind of survival of the fittest. But it works. It's when we've changed or tried to better best nature that the real trouble seems to be. Man-made foods, man-made chemical drugs, man-made chemicals. Not natural. Our bodies don't have equipment for chemicals. Our liver and kidneys often catch the heck from them. So it's important as well, folks. I mean, Strauss has a great kidney formula, but it's wise every year or two to find a good liver detox product in your local health food store or online. Maybe Pastor Butch has one, I'm not sure, but liver detox, that's our big filter. So it catches the heck from every chemical really we take in, whether it's a pharmaceutical pill or an alcohol drink or smoking a cigarette, breathing the air, chlorine in the water, pollution. It's all around us. Maybe what we bathe with. And we just don't have the equipment in our bodies for man-made chemicals. So we're so challenged today to stay healthy that we just have to be a part of our own choices, in my opinion. Have to be. As they say, in God we trust. Well, our Creator didn't put man-made chemicals here. He didn't put genetically modified foods on the earth. He didn't suggest that we alter our DNA to fight a virus, this is a quotation, teach our cells to act differently. That's a change. I just believe so strongly in nature. When you think of the human body, there has never been a more complex piece of equipment, if you will, in history. It's amazing what we get away with doing to ourselves, and sometimes for a very long time, and can still return to good health. It's just a perfect, perfect machine the human body is. Now, as I say, the Creator didn't figure on us using man-made chemicals, surrounding ourselves in them. Didn't figure on us polluting our environment. Didn't figure on us eating animals to the extent that we eat so many animals that animals eat half the crops on the earth. All the greenhouse gases from the animals. We've changed things. The original people didn't have meat two or three times a day. They were lucky when they got to kill an animal, small or large. They had some meat. That might be a few days again before they got some meat. They sure didn't have drive-thrus with double quarter pounders and all the salt and sugar in most of those foods. You take vegetable juice or tomato juice. I've done some research, did it with my mom years ago. The least amount of salt that I could find in a tomato or vegetable juice on the market was 20%. And the highest I found was 27%. So just think about that. If you buy a quart of this vegetable juice, they promote it as being healthy, all those beautiful veggies on the label. But you read that label, folks. And when you drink a quart, you're drinking one full glass of salt. Table salt. Not sea salt, but table salt. When the residents my mom was staying in, she loved tomato juice. When they got tomato juice on the menu, she was quite enjoying it, and we watched her blood pressure go up, and until I found out about the tomato juice, we didn't get it regulated again and get it lowered back down again until she stopped that. My mom could drink that three times a day, you see. Well, there's just a lot of salt, and one of the real culprits with high blood pressure is the table salt. So we have to be mindful of these things. Read these labels, folks. Stuff that says low fat, beware. Beware. I got tricked for years. There's nobody small in my family, so when I was shopping for my boys and I, if there was a condiment that was low fat, I'd get it, thinking, well, this is good. You know, we don't need the extra. You know, I was not educated at all on this stuff. And then I learned that they take out the fat, which our body does have equipment to handle, and replace it with refined carbs, refined sugars, which we don't have the equipment to handle. So what's the end result? These so-called low-fat food items make us fatter. It's terrible that we get to be misled like this, in my opinion. It's terrible that we don't know the foods that are genetically modified. The Ontario residents many years ago, staged a court fight for the right to know what is real and what is natural and what is genetically modified. We lost that fight in Ontario. Don't have the right to know what we're being sold to eat. When Canada determined years ago and said on the news that one drive-through hamburger quarter-pound patty had more salt than we can tolerate in a day. So we need to pay attention, folks. Boy, the time goes quick. I really enjoyed my time with you. I hope I didn't put you to sleep, unless you needed to sleep. And Pastor Butch will be back with you in the next show. It's been my pleasure. Thank you for being with me. And God bless.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.